Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
817, Nicholas has been downgraded to a tropical depression, but we're going to have rainy periods throughout the day, and hopefully it'll rain and then take a break so it can drain off and not continue to just pour down on the area. Flash flood warning in effect for Washington Parish until 10:45. Whenever you talk to Sydney Torres, CEO of Ivy Waste, the first question out of your mouth should be, Sydney, who are you hanging out with? Because you never know who it is that you're going to wind up talking to. How you doing, Sydney?
Great, Tommy. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Who are you hanging out with?
I'm hanging out with my crew right now. We're just trying to get this garbage picked up and help out New Orleans as well. So I know you like Kid Rock, so I can tell you he provided the buses for my staff and my team when they came in after Katrina. They gave us three buses, and he was kind enough to get us those buses in time so we could house 30 of our employees to get back to work. We were the first garbage company back on the streets.
So why is it, Sydney, that you can get it done and a lot of people can't? What are you doing differently, and why do so many people struggle with it? Because I said earlier I'm going to make you the commissioner of garbage if I could for the entire country. You seem to be able to get it done.
Well, it's just like anything. Look, I'm very hands-on. I mean, I've been moving trucks and transporting trucks to be able to keep guys on route and make sure that they're not going an hour and a half to the landfill and then at the landfill for 45 minutes and then back an hour and a half. When you only have 5 a.m., to 5 p.m. to make it to the landfill, a truck usually packs out on a route twice. So and then when you have a week or 2 weeks of garbage that's been on the ground, and then everybody's refrigerator has been put out, one truck, it's very difficult to get it done in a day in one truck. Like, I'll give you an example. New Orleans yesterday, we started helping Metro out in the Lakeview area. And normally we run that one route with one truck and we get it up and no problem. We used 8 trucks yesterday for that one route and they were packing out on one street. So, it's a totally different environment with the hurricane, but you've got to be prepared and you've got to think ahead. You've got to have a plan. And we do. I mean, we have a great team. I'm not having any staffing issues. I actually have more staff than what I need. And we keep them, on the payroll because we want to make sure that we're covered. But I'm not having staffing issues. And we pick up St. Bernard. We pick up Kenner. And we pick up a lot of commercial customers around the city of New Orleans. And now we're helping Metro and the Lakeview area. So, at the end of the day, it's treat your employees well, pay them more than anybody else, and you're not going to have that problem.
Sydney, hang on a second, if you will. We'll get back to you in a second. 25 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to a very busy Sydney Torres, CEO of Ivy Waste, about challenges with trash pickup. Sydney, when it comes to the dump hours, the landfill hours, is that hindering you at all? And I think we talked before about maybe extending the hours, or I forgot exactly who that is. Have you talked to them about that, or is that really of substance here?
Well, I mean, look, in the beginning we were back. We only really missed Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday because the storm came through and the landfill was closed. But the landfill opened back up on Thursday. We were back on the streets with limited crews. And thanks to my guys. I mean, without them, not my teammates, I couldn't do this. They're the ones that are making it happen. They are the ones that didn't have power, couldn't wash their clothes, and they're still out there picking up the trash. So, look, I got to put a big thank you out to them because I couldn't do it without them. But, I'm doing extra bonuses. They all get $600 extra on their check this week, $100 a day extra. Plus, they got bonuses for last week totaling about $600, and we're going to continue to do more. We're feeding them. You just got to go the extra mile to get people to come in because they're uncomfortable too. Their lives are disrupted too, so you got to make that work. But getting back to the landfill, yeah. I talked to Mr. Jim Ward, who owns the landfill, and, you know, I was a little frustrated there in the beginning because it wasn't, you know, they opened later, they had some damage, but they're working now to get us in, get us out, and I appreciate that. But the biggest thing I asked the residents, and this is what I want to say to everyone listening, is that we are picking up one can in New Orleans right now because we had to do the same thing in Kenner and St. Bernard, and we're going to start picking at the bags. We've already started picking at the bags. This Sunday, we're running extra trucks to help get the extra bags around the can. And I ask the residents to please have patience with us on this because every home needs to be touched. And in order to touch every home, to empty every can, if we try to pick up 40 bags on someone's lawn because they want to pay someone to pick it up or take the money, I don't condone that. We don't condone that because it's going to slow up everybody getting their can emptied. But we do have a bag plan. We're sending extra trucks out on Sunday in Kenner. We've been picking up the bags in St. Bernard. We're picking at the bags. But please understand, we got to touch every home multiple times. And we're the only company that's been on the ground Thursday when the landfill came back in the residential areas picking up. And so I just want to thank my team for that. And I want to ask the residents to please have some understanding that they are out there. They're going to hit your can when they're supposed to twice a week. But work with them and understand that we're going to have to pick at these piles as we go along because there's no way physically possible that truck can go down when it picks up twice a week on a regular two-week pickup that it can pick up all those bags and still make the whole route. So work with us. We're going to continue to do what we need to do to get it cleaned up, but we're not going to stop until it's all cleaned up.
Sydney, I got to just delve into this a little bit in terms of you running a business. You're talking about feeding the guys, bonuses, helping them out with this and that and the other thing to keep them loyal and keep them working hard. That's just part of running a business, and maybe you have to cut into your profits a little bit to do that, but you know that's what it takes. Am I accurate there or not?
Look, I went through $40,000 in cash between Wednesday and current of giving out 50, 100. You can ask my guys to go do extra stuff after they were finished. I had 1,000 gallons of gasoline that we would keep filling up right after on that Thursday, that Wednesday we got back. And we're filling their cars, we're filling their generators, we're feeding them. Listen, we're a team, and we have to make sure our teammates are covered. So when they get in that truck or when they get behind that truck, that they're not worried about the gas or how they're going to get gas or where they're going to eat, where they're going to sleep. And those are the things that, as an owner, as a business owner, you got to think ahead and plan for that. And if you don't do that, you're going to have problems with leaving garbage down on the ground. You're going to have problems where people aren't showing up. And you know what? You're going to have to spend some extra money. I don't know if I'm going to get all this reimbursed, the money that I put out. But I can tell you one thing. I did it because I wanted to make sure that we deliver the service that we promised Kenner, that we promised St. Bernard, and all of our other customers throughout the New Orleans metropolitan area.
You are the man. Thank you, Sydney. I appreciate your time. I know you're busy.
Thank you, Tommy. Have a great day.
You bet. You too. Sydney Torres, CEO of Ivy Waste. You know, it can get done. Part of running a business. Just saying, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk to...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.